Is it worth it to splurge on a VIP tour at Disney? Let's discuss. Welcome to Princess and Scoundrel, where we take you along our scrappily ever after, from Fantasyland to Tatooine and everything in between. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven.
And we were incredibly fancy at Disney recently.
I think this is probably the most fancy you could... No. It's you could feel pretty fancy, though.
We do not know how to feel fancier at Disney than we did recently.
This is the fanciest we have felt.
We have ever felt. Yeah. And no thanks to either one of us. Yeah. So we were invited on a VIP tour at Disney.
Yeah. It's one of those like bucket list type of things where you're like, oh, I want to experience that. I want to have the plaid vest guide me around the park.
Just
have everybody look to see.
Are you a celebrity? No. But for those that don't know what a VIP tour is, let's break it down.
Okay.
So you get a dedicated tour guide for you and your group of up to 10 people. It is 7 to 10 hours where you get to bypass the standby line for any ride you want. And you get private transfers between the parks. You're going backstage, so you're not having to wait on Disney transportation. But there's a caveat. It comes at a cost.
Always.
Always. It is 7-hour minimum. $450 to $900 per hour for this guide.
Ouch.
Yeah. And it depends on the time of year that you go. It also depends on the day of the week that you go. But what you get is a lot. If you are really trying to pack in a lot of rides or pack in some really good experiences, you can do that on a VIP tour. So we got invited on one and we were like, oh man, this is going to be great.
Yeah. That's the thing is, once you think the VIP tour, like the main goal is to try to ride as many of the top tier rides through all the parks. And we're talking about Disney, Walt Disney World.
Yes. You can do this at Disneyland. Reserves,
so you could do it at Disneyland as well. But we're referring to Walt Disney World, and that's where we took advantage of the VIP tour.
Right. We, like I said, it's always been on our bucket list to do, but we had reasons beyond financial reasons to not do it. We have young kids, right? So if you're doing a VIP tour and you're paying, if it was just like the four of us going on it, we're paying the full cost of that, right?
Yeah.
It can be expensive when there's four of you and one of them is not tall enough to ride all of the rides yet.
That's always kind of the, it ends up being friends putting, let's pull our money together and do this VIP tour for, whatever amount of time to try to like knock out all these rides.
Yeah. I mean, I do have clients that it's just like, oh, it's just me and a couple friends going. And I'm like, I am so happy for you. Like, let me help you plan your dream trip. And so that's what I do. I've booked plenty of VIP tours. And so we went into this one. We didn't come up with the game plan, but it was a picture perfect game plan for what we were going to try to accomplish on this VIP tour. I would have done the exact same thing, truly. So we started at 12:45 in the afternoon inside Animal Kingdom Park. And here's why that is important. Do you know why that's important?
No.
So you want to always start your VIP guide inside of a Disney park because they can pick you up at your resort. But if you do that, your clock starts the second you meet your tour, your guide.
And it's like you said, it's a time thing. So you pay for 7 hours, that's all you get is 7 hours.
Yeah, and you can bump, you can reserve 7 hours and you can bump like, hey, can I add another hour? Can I add another hour? All the way up to 10 hours. But don't waste your time having them pick you up from your resort. Like, just meet in the park. So we had the plan to meet inside Animal Kingdom and we picked 12:45 because it was a 7-hour tour. And here's how I always do it too, is you want to end with Magic Kingdom fireworks because they get a special viewing area.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember? Do you know where the viewing area is? It's your most beloved
area. I'm assuming it is the Hubgrass where we used to be able to watch it. And they ended up kicking us out and giving it to the VIPs.
Yeah. So. We were VIPs before VIPs were a thing in the Hubgrass.
Well, I knew it was a hot spot to be. So.
So it's the Hubgrass to the left of the Hub, right in front of Casey's Corner. And it's a dedicated area for VIP tours and for Golden Oak and I think maybe Club 33, but it's a very like not crowded. Like if you want to go watch the fireworks and not be shoulder to shoulder with everybody else there, that's the place to do it. So you book your VIP tour with starting around the time that Magic Kingdom fireworks are going to be and then back up however many hours you want from there. So that's why we had the start time we did. We did in the park because we didn't want to waste time with transportation. We also had friends that we were all coming from very different areas, so it just made sense to meet in the park. The plan was to do 17 rides across all four parks in 7 hours. What did you think that that was feasible when you heard the plan?
Absolutely not.
Why not though?
Because we have kids and the kids were going on the guy, you know, the tour with us. And I knew immediately that it wasn't going to happen because either they didn't want to ride the rides or they weren't able to ride the rides, just maneuvering around the park in a stroller. Like I know that it was just not feasible. Like it was just not going to happen.
Also snack breaks.
Snacks and restroom. Like kids slow you down tremendously.
Don't bring your kids to Disney, folks. That's the lesson here.
Disney is not for kids. Keep them at home.
Did you? Okay. But here, did you think we were going to, we would be able to hit all four parks?
Yeah. That I didn't know. That I figured we would be able to do.
See, I was concerned because
we had so
many rides at each park.
But I think that's the other thing is I figured that we were going to hit all four parks just because people wanted to hit all four parks, like a ride and like do a four park challenge.
Type. Like we're willing to sacrifice rides.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I figured that was going to happen nobody was saying that we wanted to do every park, a ride in every park. But I think that's that, you know, it's a given that if you do a VIP to, you know, guide, you're going to have a four park day.
Right. Unless you want to do like maybe Magic Kingdom when you want to ride like all the rides in Magic Kingdom. But funny enough, we were not planning on doing all four parks on the VIP tour. We were going to cut out early. So we were going to end with fireworks at Magic Kingdom, but that was the night before or the day before the Wish Upon a Star Cruiser cruise. And we knew everybody was going to be in Hollywood Studios that evening. And we said we were going to be there. So we're like, okay, well, we'll just break off early. Things did not go according to plan on our tour at all. So let's get into it. So we started the tour. It's fantastic. But very quickly, I feel like we started seeing the tour overall was amazing, right? We started seeing how things could kind of
the cracks yeah
in a VIP tour. Yeah. Like you said, we brought our kids with us and the very first ride we did was Expedition Everest. Our daughter can't go on that ride. Yeah. And it's a roller coaster. Like it's kind of a thrill ride.
But I think that's the thing is even from the offset, like we meet in the park and the time starts, you know, at this time, you know, 12:45 or whatever right. It was.
Yeah.
If everybody's not there, you're waiting. Yeah. So again, we all came from different parts, different resorts and, you know, just kind of all meeting and maybe restroom breaks or whatever. We're not there very punctual, ready to go.
Yeah.
And so time's ticking. So boom, that's already a delay in what we're doing.
To be fair, we were smart and we had a nice big meal at Nomad Lounge.
Yeah.
And we were a little late to our tour as a result.
Because we were
eating.
Yeah.
So, you want to eat. That's one of the, I think, the tips that we want to share is like, you definitely want to have a big meal before your tour starts. Because you don't want to waste precious time.
Yeah. But again, we were wasting precious time.
We were.
And I think from there, we went to Expedition Everest. And again, like you said, our daughter wasn't tall enough to ride it. And some people don't want to ride it because it's a little bit more of a thrill ride.
Yeah.
So this is when we first saw that, okay, we have to figure out logistically how everybody that is going to ride it is going to ride those rides.
Right. Who's going, who's staying out. And like for you and me specifically, one of us has to stay back with our daughter. Now, on the plus side, VIP tours, our tour guide, she was amazing. she would stay out with our daughter if she was comfortable feeling like doing so.
Yes.
It's completely up to the tour guide. Some tour guides will push strollers. Some will stay with the kids. It's really just up to who you have and like if you're vibing with them or not. We also like sometimes we would do it and sometimes we're like, well, whatever, we'll just stay back. Or she wanted us to stay back with
her. I think that's the thing is like sometimes our daughter would be okay with it. And then other times she would ask for one of us to stay back. So again, this is a trip for them.
Yeah.
You know, so one of us would hang back and not ride the rides.
Right. So you're wasting time. If not everybody in your group is like completely aligned and ready to go on all of these rides together, you're wasting time just trying to figure out who's going and who's not, especially when you have kids with you. So that was one of the things that we saw. The other thing that we saw was our group was made up of like all different kinds of walking speeds. We literally had New Yorkers that are just like, get to the next area. We had a stroller.
Yeah.
We just can't walk that fast.
Yeah.
Like we are fast walkers by nature, but when you're at Disney with crowds and a stroller, it's like playing Frogger.
Yeah. No, I mean, that stroller slows you down tremendously because, and again, this is one of those things I knew from the beginning that you are just slower because you've got this huge stroller. And even if it's not that big, it's just an inconvenience to try to maneuver because people are, you know, jumping in front of you. And yeah, it's like you said, Frogger.
Yeah, it was. And I mean, by that point, we're like at the middle of the day in the parks, there's a lot more crowds. And when you're doing a VIP tour, you want to go when it's crowded so you feel like you're getting your money's worth. Like, don't start your VIP tour first thing in the morning when it's rope drop and you can like just get on rides.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you don't feel like you're actually getting your money's worth. Do it later on. But if you have a stroller, so we had in our group, we had a full 10, which was the maximum you could have. We have some people, you know, with the tour guide up at the front of the pack. We had some people in the middle. We had some people at the back of the pack. So we didn't even really get to like hang that much because we're all just trying to get to the next place at the pace that we were moving at.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel like true hangs.
Yes.
So we go and we ride a few rides at Animal Kingdom. And then here was the really cool thing is the backstage transportation.
And I think this is the part of it where there's a bit of a con, right? Because we're so separated, we're not getting to have these hangs. There was very few times that I wasn't at the front of the pack. So I don't know if the VIP guide was kind of giving, you know, there was points where when we were all stopped, maybe restroom breaks or waiting in line, that she would give like little behind the scenes stories of either the buildings or the rides or, you know, hidden Mickeys type of thing, which are like fun things. But walking from ride to ride, I didn't feel like got as many of those because we're just playing catch up.
Yeah.
And so there was like, well, I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to survive. Like, let me get through to the next ride. And maybe I could hear some kind of, so I think that was kind of a bit of a con for me, whereas again, not that I would want to go without the kids, but I think the pacing of it would probably be something where I would be more conscious about.
Right. Yeah. No, that's fair. And I agree because like I wanted all the secrets.
Yeah.
Like,
this is another thing where I think it's something that you really have to get with your group. Because for me, I've been able to ride most of the rides at Disney World. And when I go to the parks, that's not necessarily something that I need to do. I would have, for me personally, would have enjoyed more of that behind the scenes conversations. Like, let me hear interesting stories about the places. So I think that's one of those things that if I were to be able to do it again, that I would try to make sure that I get more of that kind of stuff. Whereas like that extra access, not that, you know, the rides are the rides. Like we've done them before. That's nothing new. Now it was interesting to see the getting onto the ride. Sometimes a lightning lane or the fast pass lane, but other times it was maybe like directly to.
Like you're going in like the back entrance, like the exit.
So like
to get
that
there.
Was cool.
Yeah.
But it's just, because I want to see more of the extra things and not the stuff that we see all the time.
Right. Because there is so much in the parks that you don't even realize is like hidden just out of sight. Like some of the ways that we accessed some of the rides, it was like, that's what that door leads to. I didn't even realize, like when you're in the queue, I didn't realize that there was a door there that opens up and that's where they shoot you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think when you go on the tour, like you start seeing all the doors that you never seen before.
Right.
Little, you know, walkways that you've never seen before.
Yeah. That was the part that was really cool to me. And when we would take the transportation between the parks, you go backstage. Yeah. And so you're not allowed to take photos or videos as soon as you pass backstage. But you get to see all of these things. And they're like, oh, for you, walking all the way around when you're in the park, it feels like a long way. But backstage, it's just like, oh, it's right there.
Yeah, there's the parking lot.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, okay, that's what's behind all of this. That's pretty incredible. So one of the other things, though, that is, I think, crucial for VIP tours, it is very expensive. It is very, even if you're on the lower range of it and you're doing the $450 an hour, maybe you're going with 10 friends and you're splitting it. Yeah, it could be worth it. But you're spending a lot of money for a pretty limited amount of time that you get access to these rides. So you feel rushed. We knew that it was going to be that way. And so that's why we stopped at Nomad Lounge and we had a nice lunch and we kind of fueled up. But you don't want to take time to like eat a meal.
Yeah.
It feels like a waste of time.
Yeah.
I felt bad anytime me or the kids had to go pee. And I was like, okay, we got to go. So just make sure that you're conscious of that because you are going to feel rushed on it. You're going to have fun. You're going to enjoy it, but you're going to feel like, oh, if we sit here and if we sit for too long, like we could have ridden a ride.
Yeah. No, I think that's definitely one of those things that it, and especially because it's a larger group. I think maybe if it was a smaller group that you're kind of like, oh, okay, like I'm paying for it. This is what I want to do with my time. I'm going to feel comfortable. But when you're on everybody else's time, that's when that like pressure of
we're making people sure pleasers too. And so we're like, oh, everybody has to be happy. We can't just do whatever we want to do. Yeah. Well, the other thing is so.
Because yes. I mean, for us, like we adjusted our days because we typically rope drop, take a break midday and then come back refreshed. Whereas this was like a late start for us.
Yeah.
And then we went the whole evening. So,
it was fine. But I think one thing to note about feeling rushed is whenever you buy a park ticket to Disney, where we have annual passes, so we view our park time a little bit differently. But if you're buying a ticket to go to the parks for a specific day, you're like, I paid this much money to be here for this day. I need to get done as much as I can. A VIP tour is in addition to your park ticket. You have to have park hoppers to do a VIP tour. So you've already paid that like initial like, man, I paid this much to be in the parks this day. I need to make the most of it. And then you're paying a VIP tour on top of that. You're going to feel rushed.
Yeah. I mean, but on that, I feel like you're getting your, like that's a very insignificant, it's not insignificant.
Yeah.
But if you are buying park hopper tickets, you're wanting to do as much as you can. If you're doing a VIP tour, you're going to be able to do everything that you would have done, like plus,
yeah,
you know, if it was just a regular park hopper.
Yeah, that's fair.
So like if that's what you're wanting to do, again, I think that's the part where the really big rub for me ended up being you know, I enjoyed the day and having the guide, but it was one of those things that as much as I like rides, I wanted to utilize that this person for the other things that they had access to and not necessarily just to cut in the line. And right. I think that's sometimes what people have to think about. And I'm going to keep saying it because I think if you do a VIP tour, try to do the other things that are not just a ride, because you could do a ride. You could do a ride all the time. Like, you know, yes, say if it's a real, like I rarely get to do Tron. Let me get a Tron. Let me go do Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah.
I understand that, but try to do other things so that way you could fully utilize like, hey, where do you have access to that we don't normally get access to? Or what kind of information do you get that it's it's good information.
So when you say do other things, you just mean like utilize your guide to the fullest, like getting information, or hey, what does this lead to, or what's behind this gate? Like, it's, you're still doing the rides, but you're also like maximizing the time in between the rides, right? Yeah. That's what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with that big time, because it felt like,
because there's like, there's things in the parks now that I'm aware of, and I don't know if it's like necessarily public knowledge. You know, I mean, people know about it.
Yeah.
But like, one of the coolest things that I picked up was the Navi float ride.
Yeah.
And Flight of Passage is in the same building.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Like, that's like the coolest thing to like, just to think about. You're like, you go in Pandora, it's two separate rides.
Right.
But again, you're going backstage, you're doing the whole thing, and it's one building.
I completely forgot about that, because I think they said Navi River Journey is like the first floor, but then when you do Flight of Passage, like you're going up the ramp, you're on like floors 2, 3, 4, whatever you are.
Yeah.
Like, I completely forgot about that.
That's the kind of cool stuff that I want to know. Like, I want to, you know, I don't get to get on a daily basis.
Right. I think it's, VIP tours are cool for the people that go to the parks enough to know, like, okay, I've ridden the rides. Like, I know the basics. Like, I know Go Away Green, and I know like all of these little things, but teach me more.
Yeah.
Because we did get to learn some really cool stuff on the tour. So we did Animal Kingdom. Our next park was Hollywood Studios, and we did everything that we wanted at Animal Kingdom. Then we go to Hollywood Studios. Our fatal flaw in the VIP tour is our favorite part. Collectively, all 10 of us, huge Star Wars fans, and we go to Hollywood Studios. We went immediately to Rise of the Resistance, Rise of the Resistance, which, the best ride, the longest wait, like a great use of a VIP guide. But then you have to walk all the way through Batuu to get to Smuggler's Run. And then to get out, you have to walk past Oga's, and you have to make the full trek through Batuu.
Yeah.
Amazing. We love it. We could spend all day there. We went the day before the Wish Upon a Star Cruiser cruise, when so many people that we know and love are in this space. And also, we just love to be in Batuu.
Yeah.
I think we probably spent like 45 minutes longer just hanging out and like slowly making our way through Galaxy's Edge. Because once we were out of Galaxy's Edge, we trucked it. Like, no problems getting out of there. But that slowed us down significantly.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I think this is the other part too, is, and it's kind of to do with the flexibility of the group, because I think we were supposed to do Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
But nobody, like, I think you were the one that was like, yes, I want to do it.
Immediate hand raise. It's my favorite ride.
And, you know, and I'm willing to do it. But if the kids don't like it, they don't want to do it.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'll sit out with them. And then the rest of the group was like, well, like, we use a lot of time. So let's, you know, I think that Slinky, like, there was all the rides that were there, we just kind of like, well, we're going to forego them because we went through Batuu and we, you know, we hung out for a little bit longer than we should have.
Yeah.
And again, this is when it goes back to that, hey, I feel like I'm wasting time. We didn't feel like we were wasting time because we were hanging out and we enjoy that time.
Right.
But if it's someone that's, I need to do this, this, and this, you're not getting your bang for your buck if you're doing
that. It felt, that portion, like the Hollywood Studios portion, felt like just a wonderful time at Hollywood Studios, because we got to go on Rise, and like we got to bypass the line. We got to do Smugglers, which sometimes there is no line. We got to do, y'all did Slinky Dog. I stayed out for that one.
Yeah.
So you did Slinky, and then we did Runaway Railway.
We
hit four of the five that we wanted to do there. So we got it all done, but we spent a significant amount of time just because of who our group is and the park.
We stopped for Blue Milk.
That was refreshing. It's not Betty Banthas, but it was still pretty good. But so we did Hollywood Studios. We skipped a ride then. Yeah. So then we're like, okay, we gotta like pick up time, because we just sat around not riding rides in Hollywood Studios. So now we gotta go to the next park. We go to Epcot. What are you gonna do when you go to Epcot? What's the first ride you're gonna do when you go to Epcot?
I mean, I think as far as the rides you're gonna Cosmic Rewind is going to be the one.
You have to, right? Like, it's just, it is the best ride.
Yeah. Epcot. Kind of going back to Hollywood Studios, again, you kind of learn the VIP, because again, you're entering from backstages. So there's only certain places that they're able to enter from.
And at certain times too.
At certain times. So then you're making a longer walk sometimes than normal, because you're coming from backstage to going to particular rides that we want to ride.
Right. And it was really nice because when we did get to Hollywood Studios, they had like a welcome team too. And so they had a basket full of snacks for us, which I thought was just a sweet touch. So it was like, oh, I was not expecting that. That was really cool.
They're like, here's something, because you're going to have a long walk to Galaxy's Edge.
It was a very long walk. But it was really cool that they had that. It was kind of like a little, not a red carpet moment, but just a nice little welcome. It wasn't like, hey, man, kick you out of the car and go ride this ride. But yeah, so we did Hollywood Studios. We went to Epcot and we did Cosmic Rewind. Again, we've got a little one who can't ride it, so we had to split. And by that point, we were like, hey, we have like four rides we want to do at this park. Like, it's getting late. Like, if we're going to try to hit Magic Kingdom, we got to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And the group was very kind, because our daughter really
hadn't been able to ride any ride.
She'd ridden not many.
Yeah.
She really wanted to do Ratatouille. And so we skipped the other rides that we were going to do at Epcot, and we went straight to Ratatouille and we rode that one. So that was really cool that everybody was like, yeah, you know, she wants to do this. Let's go do this. I personally did not like the Ratatouille ride.
This is where I think there has to be a little bit more pre-planning. Because, again, I knew going into it that the difference in, like, riding rides, the difference in heights, it was going to be a hindrance. And, yes, we could have planned, like, hey, I'm going to sit out with this ride, whatever. But I think going into it, planning better, like, hey, let's do kids rides, because I think that's the other thing too, is like, we've talked to people that have grandparents that go with them and they don't want to, you know, go on rides. So it's like, why don't we find rides that a majority of the group could go in?
Yeah.
Or, you know, as far as like getting a little bit of thrills, like, okay, while we're doing thrills, this is when we're gonna get a little snack or whatever, like, kind of pre-game before the actual game,
right?
Of like, hey, what are we going to do at these certain points? Because again, that's where we kind of lost time, where we're trying to figure that out as we were there.
Yeah, we were not optimal at all. So we did Ratatouille, and by that point I think we had like an hour left in our VIP tour. 6 hours came and gone.
Yeah,
just like that. We had an hour left, and it was like, all right, well, like we mentioned earlier, we had already planned to break off and go
back to
Batuu. And I think a bunch of the group at that point, like while we were in Epcot, were kind of like, okay, you know, some of us are going to Batuu. One of them had to go to the airport. Like, we were trying to, like, we were all trying to get where we needed to go. We were like, well, we're at Ratatouille. We'll just take the Skyliner to Batuu. Easy. But that would have only been three parks. So the group decided, well, okay, let's just go to Magic Kingdom.
Do one ride,
call it that we did it, and we'll end the tour. So we go to Magic Kingdom. You guys got to go do Tron.
Yeah.
I sat out with our daughter on that one, and I'm kind of like, oh, I didn't do the four-park challenge.
Especially because the next time we went, the ride was down, so you weren't able to ride it again.
So you got to go ride Tron with our son on the VIP tour. We went back shortly later to do a trip with the kids. You got to ride Tron with our son. We did a rider swap. I go to ride it. Whole ride shuts down for the rest of the day. We got evac'd out of the queue. I was like, dang, it's been a minute since I've ridden Tron. But it's fine. I've ridden it before. It's fine. Yeah. But you got to ride it at night, which is also like very special.
Really cool. Yeah.
So you got to do it. You completed the four-park challenge. And then that was it. Our VIP tour guide was nice enough to drop us back at Batuu because we wanted to be there with all of our friends and go to Oga's and hang out.
Oga's reservation. So,
but overall, incredibly successful. I don't even think we hit on all of the wonderful things that you get with a VIP tour. Like, we talked about some of our, not even gripes, but just like things to take note of if you're going to do it.
And I think that's the thing is there, you know, I'm being very like, what is it? Objective, subjective,
subjective,
like, subjective of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at it like if we were going to do it again, we're going to be paying, you know, a pretty penny for it.
Yeah.
But I want to utilize the VIP tour better. And then in my head, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, it's, I don't know if I necessarily want ride after ride after ride. I want ride, but I want like it be a more better experience.
Like, what can you get out of a VIP tour beyond just riding rides?
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
I think it's almost, I hate to say it, I think it was like our first Star Cruiser voyage.
Where we just
went in kind of blind. I knew some things, but I never experienced it. We went in kind of blind. We did it. We even had a little bit of a plan. But now that we've done it, we're like, okay, now, next time, here's all the things that I really want to know. Yeah. So I think maybe that's what it is. It's just like on your first VIP tour, if you're going to do one, lower your expectations.
Yeah.
We knew going into the group knew going.
Yeah, because the plan was what we talked about
17 rides,
17 rides,
four parks.
How many do we end up doing? 10.
10. We did 10.
Yeah, so we got more than half.
Yeah, that's passing. But the group knew too. Like, we knew we weren't going to be able to do all of it. We knew that we were going to have to make cuts, and everybody at the end of the day was incredibly happy with what we did. Like, we all had a great time. We say we didn't get to hang out, but we did. Like, overall, it was an amazing experience. We're so happy we got to do it. We got free snacks. We got to see backstage, which
the
like
pin. That was for the pin traders out there. It's a pretty dope pin.
I didn't even put mine on. I like tucked it in a
you
special.
You left it in with the plastic on it.
Yeah, I really did.
We'll do an ASMR video of those.
But you got so much, and then our tour guide was just, she was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's the other thing is, the tour guide isn't just like a super fast pass, a mega fast pass. They suggest, hey, let's try doing this. Like, you give what rides you want to do or what you want to do.
Yeah.
And they'll adjust and saying, well, because the parking's over here, let's go to this far one first and then come close and get these two rides and head out.
Yeah.
Or, hey, we're at this much time. Do you want to do all the rides here, or do you want to, like, all that, those adjustments were made by, you know, the
and she was amazing too, because we were at Epcot, we were at Guardians in the front of the park, and we were going to go do Ratatouille at the back of the park.
Yeah.
And she was like, we're driving.
Yeah.
She's like, we're running out of time, we're driving. We're like, okay, cool. And I mean, where we ended up parking to go to Ratatouille wasn't right there, but it was closer.
Yeah.
It was faster for us to do it her way, because she
they know the
does
parks.
This every day.
Yeah.
Like, literally, they do this every day. And so they can adapt to your plans and your changes to your plans on the fly tremendously. So it really is a very, like, luxurious VIP yeah. experience that you're getting.
I mean, and then, too, the snacks, the kids enjoyed that. I know our son had probably two or three Mickey bars. I think every time there was a moment that there was a snack break.
It was a Mickey bar.
Yeah, it was a Mickey bar.
Every time. Just faces covered in chocolate. Yeah. Wet wipes. Constantly. I think that was one of the things you said. You're like, I ate popcorn in all four of the parts.
Yeah.
That was nice. But that was nice, too. They supply, like, snacks and drinks. They don't supply, like, a full meal. Yeah. So if you do want a full meal, like, quick service is the way to go. Versus...
But, again, that's one of those things you don't want to waste your time for. Of like, let me sit down and eat. So
yeah, I would say if you're going to do a VIP tour, things to take into consideration that we now know based off of doing it. Make sure that you time your VIP tour correctly. Don't start it early in the day when you don't need one. The wait times are low. If you're going to do fireworks, find the fireworks time and back up from there, right? Who you go with, I think.
Yes.
Is like the biggest thing.
Exactly. I think that is the biggest thing.
Because if we did it again before our kids are like old enough, like, I think if we're going to do it again, it's going to be when our kids are out of strollers and like riding all of the rides.
I mean, I don't, I don't think that is, that's
if the, we're paying for
the
it.
Crux. No, no, no. I don't think that's the crux of it. I think finding the, tailoring those, that tour to the people that are in that group. That, I think that is what it is. Cause we probably, if it was just us and the kids and maybe another like adult and kid, Magic Kingdom probably may be where you kind of hang out most of the day, because a lot of those rides are for multiple heights.
Yeah.
And it's, we know a majority of those rides our daughter will, can ride.
Right.
So I think that's the thing, is like really tailoring to the people that are on that tour.
Yeah.
Because again, you may have people that don't like rides. They don't like dark rides. They don't, you know, you have to kind of know that. And it's a hard thing, because if you, you are not a Disney goer, this is like a one-time type of thing, you're going to kind of be thrown into the ocean with, you know,
yeah,
like, hey, here's everything. What do you want to do? And you're going to say everything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very fair. So I think making sure that your party mix is either similar in what you want to do, or that everybody agrees to, like, hey, these are the type of rides that we want to do. Like, we're agreeable to anything. Like, we were like, game plan, sure, we're all in for it, knowing that we were going to have to sit out with our daughter. Like, yeah, it's not a complaint at all. It's just, if you're trying to maximize your time and get in something like 17 rides, like, consider yeah, your game plan and, like, who all can participate, and maybe, like, maximizing a bunch of rides at one park as well.
Yeah.
Right. But I think beyond picking your party expectations, it's, we say it all the time, just like lower your expectations.
Yeah.
You're not going to get to do everything that you want to do, and that's okay. Like, lower the expectations, just enjoy the moment. You, like, VIP tours are about riding as many rides as possible, and you're like, but I want to know.
Again, I that's, for me, that was the biggest thing that I wanted more of.
And when I think back on it, because we did it a few weeks ago, when I think back on it, I think about all the times that we were backstage and we were learning about backstage things,
yeah,
versus riding rides.
Exactly. And because, again, we are frequent to the parks. So that, for me, isn't that special.
Yeah.
And again, some of them, like the queues where you're going straight, you know, basically from the exit, those, that's interesting. You're like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know this door led to that, and it gets you right, you know, to the big, you know, the front of it.
Yeah.
But when it's just a normal fast pass, and then if you go, or not fast pass, I don't think I'm ever going to be broken of that. The lightning lane, you still have to sit in lightning lane.
Yeah.
You don't get to skip that, that line. So it's special, but not that special.
Next time we go, I want a tour of all the hidden Mickeys that the tour guide knows. That's what I want, because we learned some really good ones.
There's, I mean, I don't know, like, that has to be like a book of.
Oh, there are books.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, they're going to be going through an entire book of, like, oh, here's one.
I'm here for every, I love a hidden Mickey. And like the ones that we learned on this tour, I was just like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm going to be looking for these every time now. So I think that's a good place to wrap up this discussion. We absolutely loved our VIP tour experience. We will do it again at some point. We just, I think, are going to be better about game planning and, yeah, I think, you and I, like, okay, who's sitting out this one?
I think that's one of those, like you said, it's one of those things that you learn after that first time. You're like, okay, I'm not going to do this, but we are going to do this. And you kind of get it down. So, but I mean, if you have questions, like, shoot them our way, because I know we're probably not talking about everything.
I mean, we don't want to be boring and be like, then we went on this ride and then we went on this ride. Like, that's not fun. Like, nobody wants to hear, yeah, like, oh, a slideshow, I mean, of our VIP tour.
But yeah, there's like questions. Like, I definitely feel like there is pros and cons to it. It's just making sure you do it the right way.
Well, there are a few things that, tips that I have that weren't really applicable to us and our tour when I am booking clients on VIP guides or VIP tours. So if you do want help booking one, please reach out. I am more than happy to do it. I absolutely love it. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. And if you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel. We got a little goal in mind for this year. And yeah, so we need your help hitting that. So if you're watching this and you're not yet subscribed, just click the little button. You don't even have to ring the bell. Just click the button. We're asking one thing.
Yeah. I agree. I'm pointing. I'm looking at all of you.
Right at you. But thank you for hanging out.
Until next time.